You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, we are going to talk about one of my favourite subjects, which is food. And specifically, we're going to talk about brown bread. Why are we talking about brown bread? Well, I'll tell you why. I spotted recently in the papers that Aldi, which, as you well know, is a popular supermarket chain, they have launched a competition to find the best brown bread maker in Ireland and the best brown bread recipe. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking that a lot of us grew up in families whereby your mom or perhaps your granny would have had their own brown bread recipe. And brown bread recipes really vary. So I thought it might be as good an excuse as any to talk about brown bread and maybe to see it being made in one particular way. And by the way, I just want to remind listeners that if you have your own brown bread recipe to share with us, we'd love to get it. But to get the ball rolling, if you like, I'm joined in studio by Selena O'Connor from Leaf and Larder in Killorglin, bakery in Killorglin, and she's going to share her brown bread recipe with us. Selena, you're very welcome. Talk to me about brown bread. Well, talk to me about baking, first of all, before we talk about brown bread. Were you always a baker? Were you, as a child, were you always fiddling around with flour and that?
I wasn't, actually. Deirdre, I was more outside kind of a person. But I trained as a chef in the IT in Tralee. I suppose from a young girl, my jobs always seemed to be in the hospitality industry. So I decided that I would enroll. I applied for the cookery course in the IT, as it was at the time, up in Clash.
Yeah.
And spent 2 years there. So while I was there, I enjoyed the pastry side and the bakery side more. But at the time in Ireland, which we were, this is a long time ago now, Deirdre, I'm telling my age, there was no bakery courses in Ireland. So I went to Birmingham, where I specialised then in pastry and bakery.
Birmingham of all places.
Yeah.
So that's where
Birmingham
you learnt your trade.
Food, yeah.
Okay. And now you own Leaf and Larder, and that's like a bakery and...
It's a bakery delicatessen, yeah. So there's bakery side of it, but there's also indoor seating as well. You can come in and enjoy a cup of coffee now as well, now that we're over the pandemic, yeah.
And you were on the show with us, of course, back at the start of the pandemic, because we did a lovely competition for baking cupcakes.
That's right.
Which you very kindly sponsored.
Yeah.
And judged as well. That was great fun. Well, actually, I judged
you.
You sponsored
it.
Yeah. That was great fun. But look, talk to me a bit about brown bread, first of all, Selena. And what would you traditionally, do you sell a lot of it, first of all?
Yeah, we would now. It's probably the loaf tins seem to be the most popular. Now, we have two. We do a brown soda loaf, but we do a treacle and walnut bread as well, kind of towards the weekends, because it's probably more like a treat bread. So they would be the two most popular ones. But we do other ones to order too. Like, people would ring in and order a specific type of bread if they wanted to. We don't really do the yeast breads, mm-hmm. because it's only myself and another lady there in the morning. So what we can do is limited enough too in our time, you know. Mm-hmm. As you know, I do a lot of wedding cakes as well. So, that takes my focus throughout the day. But early in the morning, we are in there making the loaves of brown bread and stuff.
And is the traditional Irish brown soda bread still popular?
Oh, I think so. I think so, for sure. I'm sure you'll remember, Deirdre, as we grew up with that, when sliced bread was a treat. The brown bread was your staple diet for tea in the evenings, you know, with the jam, the pot of jam on the table, and obviously the real Kerrygold butter, or Kingdom County butter. That was what was your meal.
Long before pizza and pasta were heard of.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And of course, people are very conscious now about eating bread. I mean, I think bread got a bad reputation there for years, and everyone was saying, oh, too much carbs. But brown bread is actually very good for you. There's lots of goodness in it, isn't there? There's
absolutely
lots of roughage in it.
Roughage, exactly, and fibre, which we need in our diets. So I firmly believe, like yourself, I love food. I firmly believe a little bit of everything, you know, a well-balanced diet is there's nothing at all wrong with it.
A little bit of what you fancy.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what are you going to make for us today here? And just to remind listeners, by the way, that we're videoing this with Selena, so you'll be able to see it and get the recipe sheet on Facebook. Facebook later on. So talk us through, first of all, what you're going to make.
Okay, I'm going to make the traditional round soda loaf. It's what I grew up with, so it's for nostalgic reasons as much as anything else. But in my eyes, this is what a traditional soda bread is. So I'm going to just start by weighing up my ingredients. I have some white flour. I'm putting 150 grams in. And again, there's so many recipes out there, but this is one that I found has works for me. And, you know, it's what I like.
Okay.
So I'm going to...
White flour to begin with.
White flour, 150 grams to begin with. I'm going to sieve the white flour just to make sure there's no lumps in it. But obviously we won't need to sieve the brown flour when we add that in. But I'll add the white flour in first.
Okay. It's a while since we've had anyone preparing food in studio. Back in the days when Mark Doe used to do a regular cookery
Mark
slot.
Yeah, Mark was great. I always enjoyed Mark's shows.
Now, what have you got there?
I'm now putting in my 350 grams of my wholemeal flour.
Coarse wholemeal flour.
Coarse wholemeal flour, yeah.
Okay, and again, that's not very expensive. Super
no,
value.
Yeah, it's not. Okay.
So and you don't need to sieve that?
No.
Straight in. Yeah, okay. So far, so good.
So far, so good. And I haven't made a mess of your studio yet. Now, I'm going to add just a pinch of salt. I always tend to put it into my hand first just in case it comes out too fast or, you know, because if it goes in, it can't come out. But at least if you have it in your hand, you can put it into a separate container.
Salt, yeah.
And then I'm going to add a teaspoon of bread soda. And I will sieve the bread soda as well.
What does the bread soda do? Does that make it rise, is it?
Exactly. The bread soda will react with the buttermilk, which causes the... It actually causes, to go back to my food science classes, the carbon dioxide, little bubbles, and that's what makes the bread rise. But
okay.
it has to react with the buttermilk.
Okay. So next up, it's the buttermilk.
Next up is the buttermilk. So I'm going to sieve. I've just sieved in my bread soda in there, and I'll just mix it with my hand just to make sure we don't want to have any little bits of bread soda on its own because it doesn't taste.
Is it true that people with cold hands make good bakers? Or is that a myth?
It's probably cold, definitely works for pastry, yeah, definitely. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And do you ever use gloves or anything, just use your hands?
I always use my hands. If your hands are clean, you don't get the same feel. You have to know, I believe, you have to know what you're working with.
Yeah.
And the gloves just don't. You know, we would have tried... From a hygiene point of view, but like we'd wash our hands every
once your
time.
Hands are clean.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, how much buttermilk?
Now, I've after forgetting my measuring jug, but for it's 400 mils of buttermilk.
Okay.
And I have an egg here. You don't have to put an egg in, but I do like. I think it makes the bread a little bit richer. So,
okay.
One egg. Ideally, I would mix my buttermilk and my egg together. But as I said, I'm after coming away now without my measuring jug, so
you'd have a fair idea.
I'll have a good idea.
How many mils of 400 mils?
Yeah, I have it written out on a recipe anyway for you, Deirdre.
Fantastic. I'll be trying this at home myself now. I love baking.
Do you?
I'm
yeah?
not very good at it though. I've only made bread once. It's cupcakes I make.
Oh well, you could come back to Leaf and Larder, Deirdre, and when I need a day off, I know who I'll be ringing.
I wouldn't go that far now. I might poison the people of Killorglin. Okay, so that looks very sticky.
Yeah, and I'm just mixing it just to make sure I get all my flour. You see the way I'm drawing it in from the outside of the bowl into the centre.
Mm-hmm.
This helps me form the shape that I'll want it to be as well.
So you mix it from the outside into the centre. Kind of, I see you're kind of rolling the bowl around.
Exactly.
Okay.
Turning it with one hand, guiding, and then just using your other hand for the... Okay, so now I'm going to just...
Okay.
I hope you're not going to make me hoover up afterwards.
No. Oh, yeah, you're just going to put that down flat there now, yeah. Okay. And tip it out.
Yeah. The end you see of it. How the bowl is nice and clean?
Oh, yes, because you've got all the sticky bits from around
exactly.
the inside. Yeah.
So now my hands are a little bit still sticky, so I'm just going to add a tiny bit of flour.
So you add an egg, but if you were baking at home spontaneously, you didn't have an egg, it's not absolutely necessary.
Absolutely. Also, with this bread, you know, you can really vary it. You can add mixed seeds, you can add pumpkin seeds, you could add cheese and onion. You know, there's so many different ways to
spice it up.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, pumpkin seeds and seeds generally are very healthy, aren't they? They're great for digestion and
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'd be tempted now to throw in a few seeds.
Yes.
And what did you say? Cheese and what
else? Cheese and onion. You could make it a cheese and onion one for a savoury.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to TJ there, because he would sometimes do a bit of baking at home.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be more for cooking, but every now and again he'd make the brown soda and he'd put some cheese and stuff into it.
So just to describe to the listeners, you don't use a rolling pin, no, you just use your hands.
I always use my hands.
Really?
Yeah, for bread, yeah, I don't use the rolling pin.
Okay, so you've got it into a nice, how would you describe the thickness of it there?
It's about an inch and a half.
Okay, and it's a nice round shape, and you've put a crisscross with a knife.
I have a crisscross, and again, I had to search why, because my mother always made a cross on her bread, but it was actually old tradition times. It's to ward off fairies and kind of bad spirits.
Stop.
Supposedly, yeah.
Oh my God, pishoguri.
Yeah, so. Is a nice little story, and I wouldn't have known that. I actually would have thought, I was thinking scientifically, that it was to make sure maybe that the bread rose evenly, but no.
It's just an old Irish tradition.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you never put the cross in it, it would turn out just
probably
as fine.
Would, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting now. Very interesting. So it's ready to go.
You're ready to go.
And what do you preheat to?
I would preheat the oven to 200 degrees.
Okay.
It does need a nice hot oven, and for this size of a loaf, approximately 40 minutes.
And is that a fan-assisted oven?
A fan-assisted oven, yeah.
200 degrees. It's remarkably simple and very few ingredients, really.
Very few. Cheap to produce, too. Affordable. Fresh. No additives, no chemicals in it. And it's like, you could also, if you were very organised, you could have your ingredients weighed up the night before, all in the bowl, just ready for mixing in the morning.
Yeah, and how long in the oven?
About 40 minutes.
40 minutes,
yeah,
at
roughly.
200. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And do you need to do anything to it during the baking process?
No.
Just leave it. And what would you put it on?
I'd put it on a baking tray, yeah. Just with a tiny bit of flour again, just so that it doesn't stick.
Okay. So obviously we don't have an oven here in Radio Kerry, but you've brought us in. You might just bring around there for the benefit of the camera, the one you made earlier.
Yeah.
That looks absolutely gorgeous. And that's your traditional Irish soda bread.
Traditional Irish soda bread.
Yeah. Lovely. Looks gorgeous.
You know, so anything really, anything that you fancy.
What's your own favourite?
Probably just the plain.
The plain soda bread.
A layer of lovely Kerrygold butter.
And if you fancy a big dollop of jam as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think that's you can't really go wrong with that. And I'm sure the listeners out there will have soda bread recipes of their own. And what would be your number one baking tip? I know that a lot of people just put a fist to this and a cup of that, but you were very exact about the measurements.
And that would be my number one baking tip. Weigh your recipes exactly.
Exactly.
There is a science, there is a reason why it's a teaspoon of this and a teaspoon of that. You know, it's different with cooking. You can be a little bit more adding, but there is a science in baking. And Anne Shine was my food science lecturer in Tralee back all those years ago, and she was an excellent lecturer, really, and she would have really stressed the importance of the weighing and the proper quantities.
Selena from Leaf and Larder, thank you for coming in and showing us your lovely brown bread recipe.
Thanks for having us.
And now we leave it up to the listeners, and tell me what you put in your brown bread and share your recipes with us, and what are your thoughts on baking and your top tips for baking brown bread. We would love to hear from you. And just to let you know as well, of course, that if you were curious as to the methods used by Selena there, I mean, you can only hear so much on the radio. It can be quite visual when you're trying to figure out how to bake something. All you have to do is head on to the Talk About Facebook page tonight, and we will have the video of Selena baking the brown bread for you, and I will try to put up the recipe sheet she gave me later on this afternoon, so you can have a go at the recipe yourself. So don't forget to check out Facebook tonight.